Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and check it out. Use it to your advantage. Lots and lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email to get you ready for the week ahead. And by the way, when you take our poll question, right there on the homepage, when you click your answer, you'll see immediately, instantaneously, how the poll's going so far. Kathy Perry is with us. Kathy's our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust. We're doing a series on social media. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. Her website is kathyperry.com. That's Kathy with a K. Kathy, you help people like all the folks in our audience to do a better job with their online marketing, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So
it keeps them out of trouble,
which is something I want to talk to you about. Talk to us about some of the, you know, every activity has rules, right? Everything we do, we drive, we have to follow the rules. We play, you know, the football players and our basketball players, baseball players, they have to play by the rules of the game. Well, social media has rules of the game too, doesn't it? Some dangerous things you don't. There are a few things that you want to make sure you don't step on. Some landmines you don't want to step on, and then there's some things some behavior things that you want to make sure you pay attention to. What do you think, Kathy?
That's true. Well, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people don't realize that whatever they do online, everyone's watching and everybody's seeing. And so, you know, I always advise my clients to use discretion when they're using those third-party applications that might create an image they don't want. And there's people that might jump on and decide, oh, it's going to be fun to play a game like Mafia Wars or something like that on Facebook. And that definitely can get you hit off of somebody's wall or defriended pretty quickly.
Well, here's the thing. If you're, in my opinion, Kathy, and somebody may argue with me about this, in my opinion, if you're in business and you're using social media for your business, you shouldn't be playing games anyway.
I agree with you, but I see it happen.
Farmerville or whatever those stupid games are.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
Farmville.
You know, that's to me, Kathy, those are the kinds of things that give social media a bad name for small business, to a lot of small businesses.
That's true. I agree.
So I just avoid it. I mean, I've never played a game of any kind on a social media site.
I never have either.
And frankly, I don't play games. I don't play games online anyway. But of any kind, really. But I'm kind of I'm kind of old school when it comes to games. But anyway, so be careful, folks. I don't think it's okay. I don't think it's okay if you're trying to build an online customer community, which is, as you know, Kathy, is what I call social media. If you're trying to build an online customer community, games that the popular games that people play when they don't have anything else to do, those don't fit together. What do you think?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And the other thing that everyone needs to be aware of is there are terms of service for each one of these social networks, and some of them.
Now let's make sure. Let's stop. Hold on a second, Kathy. Kathy said something there, folks, that I want you to pay attention to. Quote, I'm putting an air quote here, terms of service, end air quote. Go ahead now,
yep.
Kathy.
So if you violate those terms of service and do something that, you know, maybe you shouldn't be doing, you're advertising a certain thing a certain way, or there's just so many different terms of service.
But we're not talking about playing games.
Network.
Playing a game is not violating a term of service. In my opinion, that's violating a best practice. But what would look like if you violated a term of service? This would be Facebook's term of service, for example, right?
Yes, Facebook is probably the toughest one. If you try to invite too many friends at one time, you'll get a Facebook slap. And they might, they could shut you down.
Wow.
And once you get shut down by Facebook, I mean, you lose your entire following and you start all over again. So they just have these rules, and they don't pre-warn you that, hey, you know, you're causing a problem here.
You know, I've never had a problem with Facebook, and I think it may be because I just use common sense. What do you think, Kathy?
Well, yeah, you do need...
Isn't a lot of term of service common sense?
Well, some of them are.
What would be an example?
I would love to say, but not everything.
What's a trick term of service example? One that she didn't see coming.
There are just so many. I don't even. I would just recommend that people just take a look at some of the rules on the social sites that they're on, because there are so many different ambiguous things too that could get you into trouble.
But you know, Kathy, this is what I've been talking about for a long time. When I said, guys, folks, ladies and gentlemen, just get comfortable with the best practices of these sites. That's one way. Don't, you know, start slow and build. What do you think?
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Kathy Perry, folks. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Put a .com on the end. You got her website. Her books are stepping stones to success. Kathy, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Kathy Perry. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.